Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is Cecilia.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
谢谢，你不觉得我们快成吃瓜小分队了吗？Yesterday we just talked about Wang Lihong. Today we're here again to talk about another breaking news.
紧跟时事哈。话说今年还真的是啊，不到最后一天，你真的不知道会不会有更震惊的事情发生。
王力宏那边刚刚尘埃落定，薇娅这边又爆出来了一个大新闻啊。
Yeah, it almost feels seamless. I just couldn't help but think
he might as well apologize a few hours later.
对，王力宏肯定在想啊，早知道我就晚点道歉了。
晚几个小时大家就没空去看他了啊，就看薇娅去了。
对。So Blair, you watch live stream broadcasts quite often, right?
Yeah.
So what's your feeling towards the incident, towards Veya this time?
Well, honestly, I don't know exactly what to feel. I mean, I feel angry, of course. 毕竟他偷税漏税肯定是违法的啊，是完全不能接受的行为。但是我感觉除了愤怒之外，好像有一点别的感受。
感受比较复杂是吧？那给你一点时间整理一下思绪哈。我们先来回顾一下薇娅事件的始末。那我们今天的所有内容呢，也都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那还是有很多朋友不怎么看直播的啊，先给大家介绍一下。那薇娅呢，她的本名叫做黄薇。黄薇 known as Veya, is an internet celebrity with tens of millions of followers. She has used her platform to sell a variety of products.
Yes, she has sold everything from noodles to cars on the online shopping Taobao platform.
Yeah, I remember last year she sold a rocket launch service, right?
Yeah, for like 40 million yuan.
Wow.
直播卖火箭啊，之前真的是闻所未闻。No wonder she's known as the queen of live streaming. 直播女王不是白叫的。
Anyway, there is no doubt that she's one of China's most popular influencers and online sales bloggers. She was also named on Time Magazine's list of 100 influential figures in 2021.
However, the tide has very quickly turned against her in the light of her huge fine of tax evasion.
哎，说到关键部分了啊。刚刚贝贝说 the tide has turned against her. 那这里呢用到了一个表达叫做 the tide turned, 或者说 turn the tide.
Tide, 我们知道它最基本的意思是表示潮水。另外呢它还有趋势动势的意思。刚刚提到的 the tide turned or turn the tide 就是取的第二种意思。
Right, it is used to say that there is a change in somebody's luck.Or in how successful they are being.
就是转变运气，或者说改变形势的意思啊。哎，那谢谢。形容一个人形势急转直下，陷入了困境。我们除了说 the tide turned against somebody, 还可以怎么说呢？
我还想到了一个非常形象的表达，叫做 land in hot water.
哎，这个确实非常形象啊。Land in hot water, 陷入热水里面去了。热水在这里大家可以理解为水深火热，其实就是比喻麻烦、困境嘛。所以 land in hot water 就表示陷入困境，陷入了麻烦。
对，那我们除了可以说 somebody lands in hot water, 也可以说 something lands somebody in hot water。某事使某人陷入了困境，把 land 当作一个及物动词来用。
哎，那说回薇娅啊 ，So why did she land in hot water? 刚刚我们也说到了 ，because she has been handed a 1.34 billion yuan fine for tax evasion.
那这个 tax evasion 就是我们说的非法逃税、偷税了。Evasion 它表示躲避、逃避嘛。那不过还有一个说法呢，要特别注意区分一下，就是 tax avoidance。
没错。Avoidance 是动词 avoid 它的名词形式啊，也表示避。不过呢，它不是躲避、逃避，它更倾向于是回避、避免这层意思，还是有一些差别的。
带入到短语当中去呢，就更好理解了。Tax avoidance 它表示避税，是通过合法的方式来避税，而不是像薇娅啊，是通过违法的途径逃税。
薇娅呢，它是通过隐匿个人收入、虚构业务转换收入性质、虚假申报等方式来偷逃税款6.43亿元的， 其他少缴税款呢0.6亿元，现在要对他追缴税款加收滞纳金并处罚款共计13.41亿元，
而且这仅仅是在2019年至2020年期间的啊，数目都已经这么巨大了，足见事情的严重性啊。
One of the top hashtags on Sina Weibo is hashtag Via completely blocked online, 就是说薇娅呀全网账号都被封了、
嗯、
Her Weibo account where she had 18 million followers no longer exists. Her account on Taobao shopping platform has also been suspended.
She actually had been due to host a cosmetic sales event on Monday evening before her streaming account went offline. 本来当天晚上还要直播的啊，现在好了，号都没了。那事情发生之后呢，她也很快发表了道歉。
Yeah, in a post on her Weibo account before her account was blocked, of course, she said she was deeply sorry.
Yeah, she also said she thoroughly accepts the punishment made by the tax authorities.
我有点想清楚我刚刚说的那种复杂的感受是什么了啊、
mm-hmm.
可能就是看到一个人一夜之间身份境况发生天翻地覆的改变，就有一点感叹和唏嘘吧。
Yeah, I totally understand. Yesterday she was a major internet celebrity with a meteoric career. Today she doesn't even own an account on social media. 那这种改变啊，普通人甚至都没有什么机会经历啊。
那我也是不太想经历啊。不过她真的是迅速站上了人生的巅峰，结果呢又迅速的跌落了。那我们形容这种职业上的迅速成功就可以用这个单词 meteoric.
Right, meteoric, it means achieving success very quickly.像我们常说的一举成名，就可以说 a meteoric rise to fame, 或者说一项迅速成功的事业 a meteoric career.
其实 meteoric 就是 meteor, 流星的形容词形式嘛，那像流星一样的肯定就是非常迅速的，非常飞快的。
是的，但是要注意啊，它从名词变成形容词，读音也发生了变化。那名词流星我们读的是 meteor, 重音在第一个音节，而形容词 meteoric 它的重音就到了第三个音节上了， meteoric.
Yeah, actually we know her success is fueled by the meteoric growth of online shopping. 薇娅的成功呢，一方面来自于她自身的实力，另一方面也离不开大环境的推动作用。这里呢就用到了 fuel 的动词用法，大家知道它做名词表示燃料，那做动词呢给什么什么东西提供燃料加油，也就可以引申为加强刺激的意思。
Right, China has the biggest live streaming industry in the world. There are more than 400 million vloggers or video bloggers now.
So maybe her penalty serves as a warning to others too. 所以说这次对薇娅的处罚也是对于直播行业的一个警示作用啊。这个行业发展的是很快，但是其中呢也有很多乱象是需要去规范的。
Yeah, last month 88 celebrities were given warnings over live streaming content. According to China Daily Newspaper, the investigation and punishment of those who evade taxes would be intensified to create a fair tax environment.
我突然想到啊，另外一个我感觉有点复杂的原因是什么了、
mm-hmm.
We all know Via and 李佳琦 are the two top live streamers、
mm-hmm.
and they kind of counterbalance each other. So I'm afraid that now with one side gone, the industry will lose its balance.
啊，那贝贝刚刚提到了两个平衡啊、第一个 counterbalance 抗衡抵消对什么起平衡作用，我们不是常常强调要相互制衡吗，或者是两个东西之间相互抵消，都可以说 counterbalance each other。
那当这种互相制衡的平衡被打破，我们就可以用到另一个短语 lose one's balance, 或者也可以说 out of balance, 它们都表示失去平衡。So Sissy, I haven't asked you yet, so what's your opinion about this whole thing?
I just don't get it. 我只有一个想法，就是不理解啊，深深的不理解，为什么他都这么有钱了还要去逃税啊。
Well, I guess we all share the same confusion. 大概人性当中的贪婪是不会随着财富的增加而平息的吧。
Yeah, I guess nothing would satisfy people's greed for money, even money itself. But one day, we're gonna pay for that greed with a heavy price.
没错。
那今天的节目就到这里了，最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 So thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。